Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict. Do you think that is why he picked you?
He helped me.
Don't believe Adam's lies.
Welcome to Chew It with Pruitt, the regularly released podcast where your host, Kenny Pruitt, talks to people he knows about stuff that matters to them, all while hopefully making some new friends along the way. Join in on the conversation via email, contact@chewitpruitt.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @ChewItPruitt, or literally let your voice be heard at 507-407-CHEW. He has a high school diploma and a microphone, so you might as well listen. He's Kenny, and this is his podcast.
Welcome back to part two of The Journey to Jigsaw. I'm once again joined by Mr. Matt DeLuca. We literally 30 seconds ago just finished Saw 1. Matt, what's your initial reaction?
I kind of forgot some parts.
Yeah.
So kind of, I guess you can say startled me in some spots.
Okay. Couple spots that caught you off guard.
Yeah.
Okay.
The low budget police department.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, so this movie came out in 2004. And so some of the technology would have been like low budget in like 1992.
Right.
Like, so that was a little funny. Yeah, there was certain elements of it, like the camera feed. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally have a better camera that I could access literally on my phone. Like, my security system has a better camera on it now that just like I can literally pull up on my cell phone. So like you couldn't make this movie with like some of the like, you know, some of the, I guess, charm, if you want to say it that way, but like some of the effect of the movie is the fact that like it is like a really crappy video feed. Like it kind of adds to the overall tone of the movie. But like, if you made this movie in 2017, Like, anybody that had $500 would have, like, better technology than what the person has in this movie.
Yeah. Didn't seem very... Budget wasn't didn't seem very high.
No, that's true. Now, in general, budget for this film saw released in 2004, overall budget of 1.2 mil.
Yeah, I literally just pulled it up.
Very low.
But
it made
4 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible return on investment.
Yeah.
So a couple little just pieces of info about Saw, was written by James Wan and Lee Whannell. James Wan also directed this film, and then Lee Whannell was, gosh, why can't I think of his name? He was the photographer in the movie. Like, the guy that played the photographer. Adam was his name. So Lee Whannell, the guy that wrote it, plays Adam in the movie. Yeah. So that's a little... I mean, this is according to Wikipedia, so of course anything is... Yeah. Couple people that I recognize, obviously Danny Glover.
Right.
We all know him. Michael Emerson plays Zeb, goes on to star in Lost, or not star, but he was a character in Lost. I've never actually seen it, but I know that he was in that. I did watch most of Person of Interest, which he also starred in. And then most recently, season 6 of Arrow, he is the main villain in that season, which that is a show that I watch. So those are just off the top of my head. I'm sure he's done multiple other things in his acting career, but just kind of off the top of my head, I know those three things for sure from the TV world. I can't say for sure whether or not I've ever seen him in a movie.
I recognize the mom.
Yeah, I feel like I recognized her as well.
I don't know from what, though, but I feel like...
Yeah, I don't know if she goes on to maybe be in other Saw movies. But yes, I definitely recognized her as well. Let's see. Her name, Monica Potter. I'm looking through her. She actually hasn't been in that much in the realm of... Oh, she was in Parenthood.
That, yep.
That's probably what you know her from. That's
Katie's favorite shows.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yep, I reckon that is what it is.
Now, better, worse, same as what you remembered it to be overall.
Kind of same. When you kind of know the ending, it kind of takes away a little bit of the...
It's true. Yeah, this is definitely a twist and turn, a mystery. So knowing how it ends definitely takes away some of the magic of it, I would say. So I agree with that. It was a little lower budget than I like would have remembered. Like, I knew that it was, like, I knew that it wasn't a super high-budget movie, but, like, there were elements of it that it was just kind of, like, kind of humorous. Mm-hmm. Honestly, all of the scenes in the bathroom to me were, like, really effective. Pretty much everything outside the bathroom, it was, like, a little less...
They didn't care as much.
Yeah, like, it's... I don't know. I felt like that they had a really, I mean, I think the first 20 minutes of the movie, it's basically continuous. There's no, you know, cuts to anything else. It's all in the bathroom. And then, you know, I mean, obviously they needed to add more to the story than just have two guys in a bathroom the entire movie. But I thought those were the most effective things because you didn't really notice that it was low budget. You know, it was.
Yeah.
It is what it is in those scenes. I think for myself, I would agree with you. It was about the same as what I remembered it. Nothing really that I like really forgot. It went about as I expected it to, about as I remembered it. I think, like we both said previously, this is the one I think we probably both remember the most.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving forward, there probably will be a lot more of those surprises of, oh, I totally forgot this happened. But then there also probably will be moments of like, oh, yeah, that's what happens in this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that I still think, you know, given that this is just, if it was just a standalone movie, which of course, you know, I think most first movies are always just intended to be kind of a standalone movie.
Right.
I think it'd be good.
When you spend 1 point, whatever it was, and you bring home 104.
You're like, right.
Let's make a second one and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that, see, the main difference between the first movie and the rest of them to me is that, in my opinion, this honestly has more in common with like a psychological thriller than it does with a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really much violence. There's not much like on-screen brutality. Like, you see like the aftermath of stuff, but you don't actually see stuff happening. As you go on in the series, you see more and more like actual like torture.
Yeah.
So I think that's the main difference to me of like, I think if you could handle a movie like Seven, you could handle this movie. As you get further on in the series, it's, you know, a lot grosser.
Do you remember, I feel like a couple movies come back to the first one.
Yeah.
Watching that, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the girl who got away comes back.
Yes. I do know for a fact she is in later movies.
So I do remember, like, they tied it all together.
Yeah, I mean, that is one good thing that, like, when I was reading the article kind of about the series in general, they do actually a really good job of retroactively going back and kind of expanding on the story and, you know, bringing more players in and kind of growing the world. Because, I mean, this really is a pretty small cast. There's not that many people. But I mean, also, I think that's probably what makes it a little more effective. The more entries into the series, the more you have to go back and explain more, and it just becomes a little bit more convoluted.
Yeah.
I don't think that for these episodes, we'll like rate the movie. I think we'll just save for the end rating them just against themselves, ranking them 1 through 8.
Well, this being the first one, I can say this is my favorite one so far.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely in first place. well, we're in agreement there. I mean, one movie in, it's the best movie. I guess it also is the worst of them so far.
Yeah.
Along this. Any final thoughts? Anything else to add here, Matt?
No, I'm just excited for the Saw journey ahead.
Oh, we have 7 more movies remaining. And now...
it's going to be glorious.
We'll just... Let me look here. See if there's any other interesting tidbits about the original movie here. So it says here that Lionsgate picked up Saw's worldwide distribution and originally intended to just release the film direct to video, but it got enough positive reaction at Sundance Film Festival that they chose to release it on Halloween or in the Halloween time. Originally rated NC-17, had to be re-edited to get an R rating. And then, it says here, opened at number 3, Halloween weekend, made $18.2 million. Its first weekend. Yeah. So, this is the one that started it all. It, even with, I mean, I think we can agree with the ones we've seen, so unless Jigsaw really just surprises us, we probably agree that this is the best one. This one only has a 48 on Rotten Tomatoes.
And Jigsaw's what, was 33?
Yeah. So, that's just a little foreshadowing, which there's a lot of, flashbacks. I don't know how much foreshadowing the Saw franchise utilizes, but lots of flashbacks for sure. Like I said, now Rotten Tomatoes is a weird thing. Look at this. As I'm scrolling down Wikipedia, there's a heading that says comparisons to Seven. Which I randomly had to say. So it says, when asked if the 1995 thriller film Seven was an inspiration to Saw, Wannell said, for me as the writer, definitely. I mean, Seven is just a very well-constructed film, and if you're writing a thriller, it can't hurt to study it. He says other stuff, but it seems like comparisons to Seven are warranted.
Yeah.
At least it's not an original idea that I chose to compare to that film. Well, I think that'll be the end of this episode. We're looking forward to continuing on this journey to Jigsaw. If you want to participate in the conversation, there's lots of different ways you can get a hold of us, and they're all mentioned in the intro to this episode. So participate in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. And once again, until next time, I know I probably blew it. This is Chew It. Game over!